We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shin Samach Gimel, in the halachas of the Mavoi and the Lechi. On Daf Rish Chof Aleph Amen Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel. Lechi HaMoshich, a Lechi that extends im Dafnei Shal Mavoi, with the wall of the Mavoi. Shemidei Chudei Kenegel Ovi HaKoyso, that you put its point, its corner, opposite the thickness of the wall. Deshava mebifnim, and they remember it's where it's even from the inside, but it's visible on the outside. Shein chuda yishalechi mechasek alay v'adavim, because you don't have the corner of the lechi, the point, cover the entire width of the wall. Pachas marba amas, less than dalet amas. Nid mishum lechi, so then it gets qualified as a lechi as a side post. Mishtamish im chuda penimi, and you could utilize with the inner point. Arba amis, 4 amis, need the mavi. It gets qualified as a mavi. Vaslash tamish b'chala mavi, and then you'd not let it utilize the whole mavi shari in kan lechi, because now there's no lechi. Says mishbaru sibkot in yud gimel. So you have this lechi hamishachim dafne b'chulu that extends with the wall of the mavi, that is la'archa mavi, to the length of the mavi. Where it looks from the inside, it looks like it's just extending. Sivkat mem hey, but you could see it on the outside because in chudish alechem mechasa v'chulu elakotzman it's narrower than it. But nimshach lahala, and it extends further. Letzad achayam mavoi towards the behind the mavoi. Kamo shetziyan leel b'siv tes b'mishabura, as we illustrated this previously in siv tes in the mishabura. Sivkat mem vav. So if it's less than dalet amos, so then it gets qualified as a lechi, and then you can utilize imchud epanimer. It's limited. What it means to say is shemutal dihalechi. Through this lechi, it's permitted l'shtamish b'chol ha'movi to utilize the whole movi. Adchud epanimer shal lechi until the inner point of the lechi. But yes, and not more. Dafti kam l'masimishin samachis abdal debein al-chaim, but l'shtamish you're allowed to utilize the area between the lechis. In the width, ha'chashani, it's different though, ha'tzad ha'shein ni'katsim ha'zeh. Because the second side is narrower than this, because there is no wall opposite the lechi, because the lechi is the singular thing that's extended. Sivkat mem zayin. If it's less than dalet amos, you could utilize with the chud epnimi. If it's arpa amos, then need mishum mavi. Then it gets qualified as a mavi, which the dirsha brings a picture that you see that this lechi is dalet amos long. And it's extending further out. So that's what he said. The kimdu arba amas, since it's 4 amas, shu ba'alma shirarech mava, which in general is the length of the shir of a length of a mava. Yatzmataris lechi gets removed from the halacha of a lechi, but next look as a mava gets considered as the wall of the mava. And v'chin mava, so to a mava, sha'asla arech a mava lefnim, that's made along the length of the mava within, l'chayayim ketanim harber defutzim. You make many small side posts that are continuous. The pachas mishleishet tvachim zetel zeh, less than 4 tvachim, one near the other one, the meshach arba amas, in the length of 4 amas, as the dirsha brings the picture, dirsha number 41, as you can see, that it's an area of 4 amas, with, less than 3 tvachim between each one of them, in the nitam of a business, and mavah does not become permitted with this, because the kimachim, the pachas mishleishet tvachim zeh mazeh, since each one is less than 3 tvachim from the other one, chashum kum kalechi echad, we viewed as all one lechi, shemachsig arba amas b'rachba, which contains four amas in this web. The yitim teres lechi, and it gets removed from the lechi b'lechi, but nechshav kakas, it gets considered like a wall. Vein lechi l'mabazan, it's like there's no lechi for this mavi. If the first lechi that's at the edge of the mavi, it's not equal with the edge of the mavi. Rather, it's extended a little bit from the mavi and within. That's considered as a lechi, because since it could be seen from the outside. So I've got memchas and v'asal l'shtamish. So if you're not allowed to use the whole mavi because there's no lechi. This also because it's forbidden. Even if it was made for the purpose of as a lechi, but ain't it? I mean, it's not comparable on this kalabas of beis that we mentioned in the previous sif of sif yebeis. The material on which we permit kishamid l'shem lechi, if you put it purposefully as a lechi, the husband over there, haloi hemin ablita l'rech of a mavoi. The protrusion was positioned to the width of the mavoi, but nisim alidiz of psichas, and it is sealing through this the opening. Balkin nevel agarma lechi b'ashur. It's not any less than a side post that's a minute amount. Now shaking nachu, it's not the case of hida midla arka. You made along the length, and mezzi kibayt sifayt al kaz. It looks like you're just adding onto the wall, and therefore that's not going to be qualified. Sividal oid yesh hachsha achel mavoi. There's another validation for the mavi, haparetz beruch rabiz, that's open on the fourth side. But kair would across be b'shein nechel al reshem mavi that you put on the top of the mavi. structure, the chen al kos amav. You have to put onto the walls of the mavi, as the issue 43 brings the picture. You see the walls end, and you have the cross beam on top of it. Av notch that you say this at some of bechutz. But let's say you stick in two pegs, by the mavi from the outside. Even right next to it, the nichmalim, and you put the cross beam on them. Puzzle, that's going to be disqualified. Says Rishatin, says Mishra, a Sivkot Mem Tes. Another way of qualifying the mother, not with a lechi, but what was called Bekaira, a crossbeam, that through this Yeh Heker, it's going to be a recognition, that you don't get mixed up, and then come to carry in the full picture of Shutzram. And it's not going to come to carry from, let's say, in the mother to go outside the streets, because it's like a sign. Sibkot nun. Now, but it has to be al resha mavi, on top of the mavi. What someone means to say is b'ktzeh mavi, at the edge of the mavi. The mehidi b'emtzeh mavi was actually put in the middle of the mavi on top of the walls. And come on, look later on the sif lamed beis. Sibkot nun aleph. Avol nuts b'chulu. But if let's say you stuck two pegs by the mavi on the outside, even right next to it, and you put the cross beam on them, that's going to be disqualified. And that is shetochev. Once stuck in shnei, you say there's two nails, b'shnei agzalim, to the wall, and the two walls, mizem mizem, on either side, l'tzad shosram, to the side facing out to the shosram, as the district 44 brings the picture, you have to see that it's like connected to the length of the wall, because there's nails sticking out, and it's on that, which Rishara Tzina Islamadal says that's coming to exclude. If let's say he stuck two nails in the ground, and they put the beam on top of them, that's a different halacha, that's kosher as a lechi. To read the oil of Shabbos and the rabbi, another chen paskin. Loshen the mechaber that writes, im no'atz. I feel besamachlai, it's not so precise according to this. And even though that we resolved it in the Mishnah Berurah, like pushing it, however, the simple wording would seem to illustrate that he stuck them into the ground near the walls, and it's like going after the words of the Loshen of the Torah and the Kitzur Piskei Rosh that you see explicitly. But it's a wonder because it's opposite all the paiskim, and the oil of Shabbos already shtells on this nekuda. Be that as mes is the mishmur, mashal kasav this that he writes a full besamachle, even if it's right near it. I know that is how you say this like a teras ma'od, because the nails were very small. Therefore, when you put the beam on them, besamachle like someone's right next to the walls. Belishim has a great time without any interruption between them. Even so, apostles can be disqualified. For time, the reason is the kara got big solom beam, because the crossbeam has to be on the walls. Shein near this shabala hachshama, because it's not visible yet. It's coming to qualify the mavoi. Only when it's in the ear space of the mavi. Where it's not the norm to put any crossbeam or roof to it. Only on the walls. It's not outside of it. Now, for dafka kara, that's specifically the kaira, the crossbeam. But the side post living in the mavi doesn't have to be in the ear space of the mavi. Even out of the ear space of the mavi, like we said in the previous sif. The time and the most reason for this is because the lechi side post of the lechi because even standing on the outside, it's recognizable as coming to qualify the mother. Mashiach, but courage, not the case by courage, not like we mentioned before. So, Sivkot and Bezer, then it would be possible. Now, if you know, today you say this, Bakarka, if someone stuck two pegs in the ground, Samach, Lakas, the mother, near the walls of the mother, Mizem, Mizem, and Bechutz, from either side on the outside, Minicha, Karalani, put the cross beam on them, that's Kashim Tam Lechi, as we said before in the Sharatin, that's valid from the Allah of Lechi, it's Al Shabbos, Al Rabbin, other Achainim. The Sharatin, Islam, and says, and I don't know. Why didn't they write that would actually also be a Tzuras HaPesach, which is a door frame, which is even better. Which the Dirshon number 445 says, L'chai, what you have to say is that, what he means to say is that in a way, that the thickness of the pegs is not opposite the whole wall that's recognizable from the outside, that they're not a part of that. And then if the thickness is like the thickness of the wall, so they consider it as a continuation of the wall and not like side posts of the Tzuras HaPesach. But the Pinchas Nishes, that the rods of the Tzuras HaPesach need to close off some of the opening of the mavi, and if you place them opposite the thickness of the wall, it would be disqualified, even if it's recognized from the outside, that they're not a continuation of the wall. Siv Tes Vav. The Tzarech Shein Nechena, now they have to be placed to permit the mavi. If it was not done for that purpose, even if they relied on it from before Shabbos, so it's going to be disqualified. Says the Mishmur Siv Kodman Gimel Avim Loi B'chul, but if they did not put it for that purposes, like when people put a crossbeam from wall to wall, just that's to support the walls, or anything like that. Even if they relied on it, it's not going to be good. Now, after by his side post, Kamal Misavav, Sevir Alf, that we said in Sevir Alf. Dim Samchalab Mever Shabbos, if they relied on it from before Shabbos Mahani, it is effective by Mail, even if it's standing on its own. Shan Yasim, there it's different. The Lechim Shemachitza, because the Lechi functions as a partition. Mechitza Mitzvah Laun. wall that's standing from itself. But the cross beam is as a sign. But it was not placed for that purpose. That's not a sign. Even if the crossbeam was 4 tvachim wide, it's still not going to be effective, meaning even though that's a sheer machitza, and the maskel pesula, which he references the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkud Mem Dal, and the Prima Gadol, that even if it's 4 tvachim wide, it's also going to be possible, because that's also because of Hekar. Now he says, according to what we quote later on in Sif Chavav in the Be'alacha, in the Rashba, that by crossing the 4 tvachim and it's fit to hold a roof, it's kosher, even above 20 amas, and not because of Hekar, rather because of Pitik Yerbisayson, we view it as if it's coming down and sealing. Maybe regarding this, even if it's standing on, from its, on its own, it would also be permitted. And he says that Tzarchin, which the Dirshu 46 brings from the Das Torah, the Marsham, the writes, that here's Toma where the crossbeam is round or slanted, where you don't see Pitek Yerbet Seisim, as the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Samachav Sebeis. And Dirshu 47 said, L'chay would be enough Nafkamina regarding this in the case that you have at the end of the domain a bridge, that if you could rely on it to permit the domain from the halacha of Pitek Yerbet Seisim, even though it's done on its own, and not for the purpose of P. Tikra Chazanish, in the story of the Ziz Habilit B'mave by a porch or some board that sticks out in the Mave, you see that it's kosh even when it's standing from its own. B'alacha in the Rimaskul. That the crossbeam has to be on the walls of the mavi. It's coming to exclude only that it shouldn't be put on the outside, as it concludes further on. The same thing would be, even in the ear space would be okay. Look later on, Some of the dirshu number 42. We said the problem is it just looks like he's adding on to the wall. Now, the pasi chatzah, the boards of the chatzah, that they were positioned in the way that they're visible from the outside and they extend 4 amas, Chaznish writes, in the words of Tesim Eben Dav Tesim Abeis, you see that it's kosher. And he explains the reason is because by pasim, it permits from the halacha mechitza. And the hekar mechitza is also when it's more than dalal amas. Chaim Kanievsky writes to the Rebbe Mechadish that's specifically when you put 2 boards of the chatzah. But if you put 1 board that has a width of 4 tvachim, it's not effective when it's near Mebuchadz, and because the past dal tvachim is not, because it's mechitza, and mechitza is not effective when it's near Mebuchadz. Rav Waldenberg responded to him that in the Chaznish, you see explicitly that even the past dal is kosher when it's near Mebuchadz.